Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hello and welcome to the letter D. D is for donating items no longer used. So I would have to say that the majority of my clients all have clutter. That is the one thing that sets me apart from potentially other organizers, is that my clients aren't calling me to make their house look pretty or to have a transformation where it ends up on Instagram or Pinterest and people are, ooh, wow, beautiful. Look at all the matching product. My clients are reaching out to me because they are overwhelmed and stressed by clutter. And so there's an accumulation of stuff in their homes. I am a decluttering expert, if I'm anything else. An organizer, second place. Declutter expert, first. So I'm a little excited to talk about today's D is for donating items no longer used episode. The number one step to organize any space is to declutter first. We have talked about that. I've mentioned it multiple times. You have to eliminate the excess before you can organize. We want to get rid of what you don't use, it's broken, what you don't want, and then you organize. So to declutter, and I know that the donating items no longer used is not the word declutter, donate, declutter, but it's the exact same thing. You're donating, selling, getting rid of that which no longer aligns with your current vision. So when we are talking about donating, I am going to be mentioning all about the decluttering. We have mentioned it multiple times, but I just want to reiterate why decluttering and donating is so beneficial to us. You're going to reduce your stress and anxiety. If you are reducing the quantity of items that are around you, your brain just kind of breathes a little easier. Physically, you won't have to clean as much. You're going to be able to use your spaces and function and be productive in those areas. Financially, you're not buying 10 of one thing, making money from what you are selling. So if you don't donate it, if you actually sell something, you would make money off that. And then also potentially spending your time trying to find the items. So you're gaining back time there, as well as potentially you'd be doing something else productive that might bring you in money. And then on a spiritual level, clearing negative energy from your spaces. If you move clutter, you are going to make energy flow better. Feng Shui says if you're stuck, if you're feeling stuck in life, move 27 items and it will get your energy flowing better. Take a look around your house, even your car, your workspace, wherever it is that we are wanting to transform. And what do you see? Do you see clutter? Is clutter overtaking everything? Do you have extra clothes that you never wear? Maybe you're up a size or down a size. You can put those clothes in a bin, label it whatever size it is, put it somewhere that's not in your prime real estate area of hanging space and or drawer space, and or you donate. A lot of times talking to clients, and clothes are always it, especially for women, we're always up and down sizes. And so the conversation of if you do lose the weight, because let's be blunt, most likely smaller size, will you wear this style again? Something that you wore 10 years ago, it potentially could come back in style. Could you get it again if you did not keep it? Would you actually wear it? And that's what we have to do with every area in the house. Decide if it's for our current life or future life, and then get rid of it. Another big question that I always ask clients is for things that are broken, will you actually repair this, either yourself or pay someone else to do it, so that it can be used again, or will it continue to gather dust and feel so sad because it's broken? To be blunt, I try to make these inanimate objects people. You know, they have feelings. They want to be used. What is the use of a printer? It is to print. If that printer is not being used and it's not printing, it's sad, right? Its entire purpose for being on this earth is to print. And if we're not, or scan or copy, whatever, but if we are not utilizing it for its purpose, Someone else will. Everyone's trash is someone else's treasure. My parents had this Weber grill for 20 years, and a part of it needed to be replaced. I think something with the plates. And they put it up on Facebook Marketplace, and they were very upfront about what was wrong with it. A guy reached out to them and was like, I'll take it. And my dad was like, okay, just FYI, you know, this piece is broken. And the guy was like, no, this is the exact grill my dad had. And he passed away when I was younger. And I'm so excited. He goes, I don't mind. I'll spend the $40 to buy the new piece. Treasure, right? Trash to treasure. My dad got a new grill. The guy got an older grill that reminded him of his dad. And it was like, oh, I have chills. It was a beautiful, just symbiotic relationship interchange. And so when you're going through this stuff, even if it works, even if it's usable, it might not be for you, and that's okay. Give yourself permission to let it go so that your printer could find a new family and find someone who will use it. Even the clothes, you know, in like the kitchen appliances, if you have 4 can openers, odds are you're using your favorite one, maybe a backup one if somehow the first one gets dirty. Get rid of the 2. So I want you to be very honest with yourself about your ability to fix something that is broken as far as an object in your house. And then also, when we are decluttering and donating items, we want to look at our own personal habits. If we were into puzzling, you know, for years, but we haven't picked one up in 4 years, maybe you've moved on and you've taken up a new hobby and that's not how you'll spend your time. You can keep your favorite puzzle or top 2 favorite puzzles, but then throw the other 20. And that applies to any area in your house, new habits, new hobbies. You want to know yourself so well that you know exactly what it is you want around you. Now, my clients, as I mentioned earlier, have a lot of decluttering to do. You have to break it down into sets. So what is your goal? I created an organizing task tracker. It's free on my website, and I will send you the direct link. But it basically helps you outline your goals and accountability partner. So you just put, are you decluttering or organizing? Reset and clean is also an option. What area? How often will you do it on the daily? And then what days of the week? And then we revert back to that why that we talked about in the first episode. Like, why do you want to declutter? Why do you want to clear this space? So write that down. And then it just allows you to check, yes, I was successful that day, or I had to regroup and I did not accomplish what I hoped to accomplish. So use that if you need to, print it off. And then I also have a home organization checklist that you can also download for free, and you can check off the boxes of what you do. So it breaks it down between each room, so kitchen, dining, entry, bathrooms, bedrooms, etc. And it's quick sort cabinets and drawers, toss all broken, expired, donate unwanted or unused, hands-on all pantry, drawers, counters, cupboards, fridge, and freezer, assign a home for every item, and then potentially create an inventory of food items in your pantry and your freezer. So you can just go through that list and it can help you keep track if you want to also print this off and then help you accomplish the goals that you're hoping to accomplish. Okay, so I'm just going to throw out some ideas for you on how to declutter, aka build up that donation box. So there are people that do a 30-day donation challenge where on day one you donate either 1 or 31 items, and the next day you will donate either 2 or 30. So you either count backwards or you count forward, and you have to walk around your entire house and collect the number of items. I feel it's easier to start with the higher number and work your way back to 1. So on the last day of the month, whether it's 29, 30, 31, that's the day that you'll donate 1 item. Regarding your closet and what clothes that you actually wear, sometimes people will turn their hangers the opposite direction. And so after 6 months, a year, a season, however time frame you want to use, all the hangers that are facing the proper direction you've worn at least once, and the ones that are facing the opposite still, they will be donated. You can use the evening alarm that's going off to remind you to tidy and pick up as a decluttering and donation alarm, and so you'll go around picking up items and putting them in your donation box. And an awesome fun fact, if you spend those 10 minutes every night decluttering, tidying up, however you want to do it, putting hands on everything, organizing, that adds up to over 60 hours worth of putting hands on the stuff around you and designing your life exactly how you want it, how you want to live, reducing the clutter, donating items so that they can go feel love from someone else and that you feel love from your home. 60 hours by just 10 minutes a day. Worth it. Set that alarm. An important practice to start incorporating into your life, and if you have family members that you live with, whomever is in your house, before birthdays or gifting holidays, definitely go through stuff and get rid of a bag, if not more, of items, especially if it's going to be kids or there's going to be a lot of influx of gifts. You want to reduce before you bring in. And this is just nice because it kind of allows you to declutter once a year, if not more often. So you're decluttering in the spring, and maybe you're decluttering again in the fall. So you're keeping on top of all of the quantity of items in your house, and you're not letting it keep increasing and going up and up and up. You're keeping it level. another saying of for every one item in your house, you have to get rid of an item. I'm not a huge fan of that, but for some people it does work. The mental thought of if I bring this in, what can I get rid of? Kind of keeps you in that decluttering mentality. And so not necessarily being strict to it, but allowing yourself to look around your house and see the items to see what you can actually get rid of. And then I also love and recommend that you keep a donation box bag. I have a trash can downstairs that you just drop things in. I don't need this anymore. I'm going to donate it. And you don't have to go often. When it gets full, you can make a drop off. There's a lot of donation places that will accept just like a bagged place. They're standalone. They're not in an actual store. So you could even just Google donation store or donation drop off and see what pops up for you. And also what you can do for yourself, for family members, children, again, the people in your home, restrict the number of incoming gifts. So for our family personally, my sister-in-law, I loved it. For every birthday, books only. And that was for the longest time. And then gifts at actual Christmas. But we've started, my parents, my aunt, my uncle, and I will all chip in and give X amount for each child. And then we give them a better gift, a bigger gift. So they're getting one gift from the five of us, which I think is better than five, like smaller, not as exciting gifts, right? They're definitely going to get something they want, they love, and they're so excited about. And then it has one additional gift that they have to bring into the house as opposed to five. And then if you factor in every aunt, every uncle, every grandparent loves to shower gifts on people, your friends, etc. That's a lot of items coming into a house. Even for friends, I'm like, buy me dinner if you need to buy me something. Don't give me a gift. It's very difficult for me to give gifts to people because I know I don't want to clutter their house up. And so I'm like, okay, you can eat it, drink it, burn it, or spend it. That is how you give a gift and or receive a gift. And also, I just want to point out that once you give a gift, you are no longer associated with that gift. The recipient is allowed, and you give them permission by giving them the gift to decide what to do with that gift. If they love it at that time, but 5 years later, 20 years later, it does not align with who they are right now, and they decide to get rid of it, that's okay. That is acceptable, and that is fine. We don't ever want to give a gift that adds any negative emotion to the recipient. That is not the point of a gift. Oh my gosh, I can tell you so many times when someone's like, oh, I don't like this. And I'm like, well, okay, you want to donate it or sell it? And they're like, oh no, Aunt Frances is coming over tomorrow. And so I have to have it set out. And I was like, will she actually comment on it? She'll comment. And it breaks my heart because that is not the purpose of a gift, to see that the person is putting it out just because you came over. If they love it and they enjoy it, that's one thing. But if it's just out there because of an obligation, that is a negative energy for a gift. Get rid of it, donate it. Or if your Aunt Frances truly loves it, right? She wants to see it because she probably loves it so much. Ask her, put the power in her hands and be like, I am decluttering my house. Do you want this back or may I donate it to somebody else so that they can use it? Put it in her hands, you know? Where can you donate? Most often I find that people donate to Salvation Army or Goodwill. They're the most found location and it's easy enough, at least in Houston, they're around every corner. And so no matter where I'm at in the city or even outskirts of the city, which FYI, Houston is bigger than the state of Rhode Island. I love that fun fact. But there's always a Salvation Army or Goodwill near me. And you also, though, can look into women's shelters that are near you or homeless shelter. They are constantly taking clothes, unopened sample toiletries, some blankets sometimes, depending on the time of year, unopened socks, things like that. Check your schools or even libraries if you're donating a lot of books or art supplies. You can always post on your neighborhood apps as well. So Nextdoor, Facebook Marketplace, things like that. You never know what someone's collecting or why they need it. And then I also love animal shelters. Anytime we have towels, I drop off at animal shelters. And sometimes even like your thicker blankets or quilts, they'll take those as well. Unfortunately, there's not much you can do with pillows. I know a lot of places just don't accept that. And same with baby items and or safety items. However, I know that Target hosts an annual car seat trade-in event where you can bring in used, damaged, or expired car seats. And they'll give you, I think it's a 20% off coupon for any other baby gear that you would buy there. And also some hospitals will do a car seat. So just kind of look for what is around you. You can do a Google search of your zip code and whatever it is you need to donate, car seat donation, a baby gate donation, things like that, and see what will pop up and what is around you that will take it. And then if you have large furniture items or things that you are not able to physically carry out of your house, I know you can schedule with the Salvation Army. You might be able to schedule with one of your local donation areas that they'll come to your house and pick up from you. If it is clothing items, I know that clothing for vets will come as well. So just Google again what you are looking to donate and see if anyone can come help you. And then also keep track of what you do donate. If you are itemizing on your taxes, you can get a donation receipt from wherever you take it. Itemize exactly what you donated, 7 shirts, 20 pairs of skirts, etc., and then itemize that with pictures, always just to back up your claim, and then give it to your accountant. And because we are talking about decluttering, you also can declutter digital items such as your email inbox, your text message inbox, if that's what it's called. A friend of mine has like 30,000 emails and she'll show it to me just to watch me cringe. And then also just electronic documents that you have. From last week's episode on checking your mail and paper, if you have switched from physical paper to electronic paperwork, and that is your storage system, you have to also purge and declutter because eventually you will run out of space. So you have to also go back and purge the old documents. If you have an old lease on there from an apartment you lived at 10 years ago, double check with your lawyer and or accountant, but most likely you can get rid of that. Maybe you only keep the document that shows you have a zero balance after you moved out. Fun fact, 25% of people don't have room to park in their garage. Do you? Can you park in your garage? One car? Two cars? Is it a 4-car garage and you can fit one car? Not sure that counts. I challenge you to go organize your garage and donate everything that you will not use today or tomorrow. And then we're going to end on some mindset shit. What if I regret getting rid of it? What if I feel relieved that I no longer have it? And that is the key. We're releasing everything that we thought we were and becoming who we are. And so often, characteristics and traits are put on us that are not us. Maybe we said once that we love pumpkin and everybody gives us gifts that are pumpkins and you've just kind of accepted it. And so your house is covered in pumpkins and you actually don't like pumpkins to the point where you maybe even despise pumpkins. And so today, this process is the time for you to figure out what you love, what you want to surround yourself with, and then make that your reality. Get rid of everything that's not serving your highest and your best. Let it go. Let it find love elsewhere and surround yourself with what you love, what you need. All right, everyone. So that was our donating, aka decluttering, for the day. What do you think? Do you find yourself motivated? Did you get some fun tidbits that you think will work? Let me know in our Facebook group. Shoot me an email. Eventually, I will be reading some of y'all's emails on here, answering your questions, and potentially even adding a Friday where I interview different people, other organizers, clients, y'all. And so reach out, get in contact. I look forward to hearing from you. And remember that getting organized is not about perfection. It is about creating a space that empowers you and makes your life easier. So be kind to yourself during this organizing process. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with a friend, leave a review, and join our Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization. Post pictures, ask questions, tell us how your journey is going. I want to hear from you. I'll be back soon with actionable tips to help you transform your space and your life. Until next time, happy organizing.